The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 4th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
After all, what is the problem and what is the solution? What is the problem that will require solution?
Sir, any problem which comes...
No, what is that? That I want to know.
Problem is of being happy in the world.
These are Vedas. You must distinctly say that this is happiness and this is problem. What is the idea of happiness and what is the problem? That I want.
Sir, I'm not very much clear at this time.
Happiness, suppose, if you can get a nice palatable dish for eating, you will be happy. The job also, if you can get some food eating, you will be happy. So where is the difference between job, happiness and your life?
The happiness should be combined with mental peace.
Now what is the mental peace?
To rest in yourself only, don't run after worldly things.
Yes. But that is not possible for the animal. Therefore, to remain happy within yourself, that is a prerogative of the human being. But we are not trying for that purpose. We are trying to be happy by eating, by sleeping, by sex, or by defense. This is our platform of happiness. Dog cannot go to the restaurant, but a human being, if he goes to a restaurant and he can eat palatable dishes, he thinks he is happy. But what is that eating? In your standard, you feel happiness. Whereas on the street, you find a pig is happy when he thinks too. One man's food, another man's poison. So, eating, happiness is there. But the standard difference. Therefore, this eating is common affair, and happiness derived from eating is as good by the dog, by the pig and human being.
Sir, I guess, yeah.
Happiness is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Sukham matam sikam jatat otendriya grahyam. What is happiness? That is beyond the sense. The sense happiness is there by the pig and the man. But his standard of sense happiness differs from the man's. The standard may be different. But the happiness derived from the subject matter is the same. There's no difference.
So happiness lies above the senses.
Huh?
Above our indriyanas.
Huh. Happiness means spiritual. That's the difference. Therefore I began my word that so long one is after material happiness, he remains as happy.
Yes, that's true.
Because the animal cannot derive spiritual happiness.
Right.
They do not know. The man can know. Just like this boy is coming from very high family in America, but he is now happy in this by taking sannyas, giving up everything. Living very plain. He has got money, he has got beautiful wife, he has got beautiful home. Everything, but he has given up. So these people, these American, Europeans, they are intelligent. They are seeing that here are some ideas which is not to be found throughout the whole world.